It is time once again for the old wrestling podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and get notified when new episodes go live, and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. What's up, everybody? This is our first pre-SmackDown episode in a very long time. I think I did one when I first started this show almost 2 years ago. Wow. And I don't know. I just saw a news article about the Street Profits, and I felt compelled to make a new episode. Why? Because I like the Street Profits. I do. But they haven't had the success that that the team, I wouldn't say deserves, because again, nobody deserves anything. But they are certainly always put in a position where you think they're about to, you know, ascend up the card, and then it just always collapses under the weight of booking for other people, honestly. And their time in the tag division has been, I would say, woefully underutilized as of late. I think their NXT run was obviously better, and they haven't had tag team gold in years. And I've said on this podcast that gold doesn't make the team. You know, the team makes the gold. But there is also the flip side to that, where management puts gold on the team that they believe will bring it the most prestige, that'll bring it the most money. There's a reason that the Bloodline had the tag team titles for as long as they did. Not even Usos. I'm talking about Tama and Tongaloa. They didn't do anything with the titles, and I think they took them off of them. One, because Motor City Machine Guns showed up, and they're a more, I would say, marquee tag team. But also, it was irrelevant to have the tag team titles on the Bloodline at that point, especially going into Survivor Series. But that then hopped over both DIY and the Street Profits. So the management brings in a new shiny new toy, and then they forget that they have these sort of toiling away tag teams just trying to work to make the tag team division competitive. And DIY had the titles for a cup of coffee, but the Street Profits have not. They just haven't been given that opportunity. Coming off of really great matches too. There was a few months ago, they had the triple threat match with AOP, and not a few months ago, it was before Final Testament moved over to Raw. They had that, I think it was a ladder match. It was AOP, it was the Street Profits and DIY, I believe, and it was a great match. Mark Henry was talking it up as one of the best examples of pro wrestling that he's seen. And the Street Profits were a big deal, a big part of that. And also, they had a fantastic match with the ladder match with the Bloodline and DIY, where they all ganged up on the Bloodline to, you know, beat them up. And the Bloodline still won, which is a horrible piece of booking. Where you go, well, four guys ganged up on two guys, beat the crap out of them, threw them through ladders, completely decimated them, and still couldn't get the job done. That's the narrative that was played in that match. And all of that off the back of the other two teams really putting on a show. So I say all that to say, the Street Profits have an opportunity for the tag team titles tonight. And I don't see them winning. But what I do see is management potentially splitting up the Street Profits. Maybe not in a mean way. Maybe not. I don't think it's going to be Montez versus Angelo Dawkins in like some sort of grudge match because they keep losing. I think they're going to do an amicable split between the tag team. Whereas they're like, look, we're going to stay a tag team. We'll always have each other's back, but we need something different. We need to explore other options. let's go our separate ways because we're not, this tag team stuff isn't clicking right now. Let's try a singles run for both of us. I think that's one of what's on the horizon. I don't know why, but maybe it's because the New Day is on the verge of like splitting up on SmackDown. I feel like they won't do the antagonistic storyline because that's two of the same storylines going up, you know, two best friends seeing that the tag stuff isn't working and they, you know, butt heads. If you know, the writers are smart and they have, you know, their wits about them, they won't redo an angle. Having them split amicably, or at least say, let's try to go after singles, you know, success together. Right? Like, we'll have each other's back, but let's see what we can do on the singles run. That might be what's in store for both Montez and Angelo Dawkins. I hope so, because the idea of a tag team that both competes for singles titles and tag team gold is always great. The New Day did it. You know, tons of tag teams do it. But for the Street Profits, I think it will be a great wrinkle in their storytelling, allowing Montez and Angelo to go off and, you know, compete in whatever, U.S. title runs, just straight up singles matches to get some momentum. Who knows? It also raises the question, what outside of a belt do singles, you know, wrestlers have to compete for? And I think that's accolades. Accolades is a great wrinkle to add into why you're chasing a certain thing, like why you're chasing wins. Think of Andrade and Carmelo Hayes and their best of seven sort of barn burner type match collective. They did a great job of making something matter, something that for all intents and purposes led to a title match that stunk up the joint, but it was these two guys competing to see who's the best and who will get a chance to take on LA Knight. But there was no like specific title or specific reward for the match. Like, they weren't being called like a King of the Ring, right? A King of the Ring is an accolade. These guys made up their own accolade. It was Game 7. That was their thing. And it was incredible. Granted, I still think that they put on not the same match, but sort of the same match every time they went up against each other. But they were hitting spots that were similar in every match. And I always was waiting for them to do something a little different with it. But it just kind of, you know, either they reversed it or they just landed it. I don't know. I'm nitpicking at this point. But it was great. And WWE did a great job of positioning it as an important thing. They called it Game 7. And, you know, this is the last match. Let's see who comes out on top. They're you know, whatever, three apiece. And it was great. And, yes, they fumbled it with LA Knight basically going heel and screwing them both over, which stunk. And then, again, LA Knight going over on them in Crown Jewel didn't help either. Also, triple threat matches don't really protect the people that you think they do. But the Street Profits need something like that. They need some sort of angle, some sort of story with a beginning, middle, and end that culminates in something, whether it be a U.S. title match or the ability to compete in the Royal Rumble, or, you know, some sort of, you know, Andre the Giant Battle Royale type thing. Not only the Street Profits, but just the singles wrestlers in general need something like that to keep, you know, competing for. And I don't know. I'm hopeful that the Street Profits get a shot at, you know, just more wins, honestly. I don't even think they need the gold. They just need to be featured and have a story and, you know, have their momentum pay off instead of this kind of start-stop thing that they've been doing for years now. What do you think of the Street Profits? Let me know in the comments. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for joining me. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.